Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide for himself a sacrifice. Now, Jehovah in the Old Testament appears to the human race in a seven compound relative names that he was going to be to the people. He appeared first as Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide a sacrifice. Second, he appeared as Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that healeth thee, Jehovah Manasseh, Jehovah our banner, Jehovah, seven compound redemptive names. That God appears to the human race as the all-sufficient provider for everything that we have need of from the beginning to the end. Now, last night we were speaking on Abraham, and we left him where God appeared to him in the name of Almighty God. And in the Hebrew word was used the El Shaddai, which means the breast, or the breasted one, the all-sufficient one, the strong one, the life-giver. And we give the illustration last night as the breasted one. Now, the compound word, the word breasted, like, how could we ever take Jehovah Jireh out of the Bible, or Jehovah Rapha, the healer, and accept Jehovah Jireh, the Lord's provided sacrifice? And in all these compound names, they were everyone met in Jesus Christ. He was Jehovah Jireh, the provided sacrifice. He was Jehovah Rapha, the healer. He was Jehovah the banner, Jehovah the buckler, Jehovah the peace, Jehovah the shepherd. All those compound redemptive names was applied to the Lord Jesus. You couldn't apply one and take the other away. And if they was not applied, he was not Jesus, the Son of God. They're inseparable. You can't separate God's compound names. And if one of them was applied to Jesus, all of them was applied to Jesus. So if he's God's provided sacrifice for sin, he's God's provided atonement for healing. The same yesterday, today, and forever. When he was here on earth, he said, as Moses lifted up the brass serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up for the same reason. Moses lifted up the brass serpent for a compound reason. Why? Because the people were backslidden, chiding against God and against Moses. And Moses lifted up the brass serpent for their forgiveness of sin and the healing of their body. And just as the brass serpent represented Christ, he was lifted up for the forgiveness of our sins and the healing of our body. He appeared to Abraham as Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha. He appeared to him here as El Shaddai. We could take each one of those and stay here 6 months and never get out of it. Just taking it from Genesis to Revelations, right back and forth. I love the Word. The Word of God is established. We may hear a lot of false fang-dangles and a lot of things that isn't true, and but that Word is everlasting. It's God's eternal promise.